CAMs are dependent on their parent model for their initial and lateral boundary conditions, and therefore can inherit differences in forecasts from those parent models. We should be mindful of clustering of CAM forecasts by parent model groups. For example, the high-res Window Nissel Wharf and NAM Conus Nest both get initial and lateral boundary conditions from the NAM, though there are some differences in which NAM cycle is used for lateral boundary conditions, with the high-res Window Nissel Wharf using a prior 6-hour-old NAM cycle. Still, if the high-res Window Nissel Wharf and NAM Conus Nest both had similar forecasts of convection that differed from other CAMs, we might suspect it has something to do with its parent NAM model being used as initial and lateral boundary conditions. The same is true of the other CAMs listed here, which ultimately have influence from the GFS for their initial and lateral boundary conditions either directly or indirectly, since the RAP, that is the parent model to some CAMs, uses the GFS for its own initial and lateral boundary conditions.